So I'm looking at this coloring book, and coloring books are something that we're seeing a little bit more often now. I think, I don't know, is it fair to call it a fad that people are starting to color a little bit more? I've read articles where it's a de-stressor. So how did you get the idea, Simon, to put together the Kalamazoo coloring book?
I think it is fair to call it a fad, but also I think there are valid recognitions that coloring is quite therapeutic. It's something that artists have known for a long time,
You do it all the
right?
time.
But it's nice to see the rest of society catching on to that fact as well.
We get to color into your expert lines and feel the same effect. Or is it stressful for you? Is there an artistic tension when you start working on a project?
Yeah, there definitely is. I mean, the blank page is quite intimidating, but once you get started on something, I think there's a natural flow that develops, and you sort of have to finish it. Deadlines help for me a lot as well. So,
Yeah, I think that's true for all creatives. Yeah.
So the idea came out of actually, BookBug contacted me, said they were interested in doing a coloring book, and spotted me to do it because I've been doing comics and about the Kalamazoo area. And a lot of work of mine has been based in and on Kalamazoo itself. So they thought I was the right person to do the coloring book. They contracted me and gave me complete rein over the creative control over the whole project.
And it's got what, 31
Yeah, I think
illustrations
there's
in it?
31 drawings of Kalamazoo, mostly from Kalamazoo City downtown.
Yeah. So talk about what you chose to put in here and what were your criteria? How did you decide what to draw?
We started out with just sort of a list of maybe like 50 or more potential locations. And that was sort of just a working list that was developing all the time and getting things dropped off and added on to it. And then a lot of those images just came from me riding my bike around the city, which I'm quite familiar with, and on that ride capturing pictures of various locations around town that I thought would be that would contribute to a whole picture of the city. There are certainly many omissions in that book, but I hope to have captured enough that people can page through it and recognize, if not one or two things, maybe 15 or even 31.
I mean, certainly this is for adults. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm just itching to get out some crayons. I mean, it just.
So, yes, I think that it is certainly for adults. And also for kids, likewise, the sort of like range of images that are included in there, I also tried to include a range of difficulty in the drawing. So there's some drawings that are more
There's a lot of
sparse
detail,
in
yeah.
lines, and then there's some that are extremely detailed, and
Yeah.
would take quite a long time to color.
So, how did you get into graphic illustration? And, you know, I think probably most of Kalamazoo has bounced off of some of your work somewhere. We've seen it on Second Wave. We've seen it at People's Food Co-op. Do you still work there?
I do a little bit of promotions work for them, so graphic design and illustration work, but I used to work for them full time.
Coop Scoop, is that what it's called? Like a newsletter?
The Coop Scoop, yeah, I did comics for them for several years. Unfortunately, that magazine is no longer in publication, so
Okay.
but it might make a reemergence at some point.
And you also work at Brakeman Design, yes?
Yeah, so I contract with Brakeman Design on projects, mostly graphic design. We've done poster series for K College, their Festival Playhouse series of plays that they do every year. So it's three plays, and we design posters for each one of those. We also do logo design and things of that nature.
So how did you get into this? Were you a kid who just couldn't resist drawing and doodling, or how did you get started?
I think I was one of those kids. And also, my dad was interested and still is in a multitude of artistic expressions, from music to drawing and painting. So when I was two, he set me up with a easel in my room, and I drew trains for some reason. That was what I was attracted to at the time, and that sort of evolved over the course of my life, but never left. And so I went to college for that as well.
Kalamazoo Promise. You're one of the first, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm part of the class of 2007, so the second year to receive the Kalamazoo Promise.
And you did kind of a graphic illustration of how that happened for you as well.
Yeah, I did. That was a comic that I did for Second Wave Media, which explores sort of the anecdotally the effects of the promise by profiling several students who were recipients of it, who then graduated college and then returned to Kalamazoo. So sort of looking at the effect of the promise, not just in terms of education, but in terms of the outcome of that education.
Do you think your life might have turned in another direction in some way? If, you know, how much of an impact did it have on you?
I think it had a tremendous impact. For one thing, it more concretely attached me to Kalamazoo and thinking about Kalamazoo as a place of value.
Which I'm going to guess was probably part of the intent from the donors to grow people, the young generation, but also attach them to their community and hope that they can bring back some of that benefit. And you've done that.
Yeah, I think that that's true as a potential intent for sure.
And then there was something else interesting that you did. You followed Mayor Bobby Hopewell around and illustrated something of his life. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was a pretty fascinating experience. Bobby's a tough guy to catch up with, but he was graciously receptive to the project and allowed me to basically follow him around over the course of several weeks as he went in and out of meetings and navigated both his part-time job as mayor of Kalamazoo and also his full-time gig in the medical profession.
So what happened to that project? Can people view it somewhere or?
Yeah, so those comics and more can be viewed on Second Wave Media and also on my website, which is simonborse.com.
What inspires you? What catches your attention? A lot of your work that I've seen is, like you said, community-oriented, almost like your way of giving back to Kalamazoo. What is it that catches your eye when you start thinking about doing a new project?
I think that there are stories that are worth telling that are everywhere, and Kalamazoo sort of like happens to be my grounds for exploring that. I see a lot of value in this city as almost a socioeconomic microcosm of the U.S. as a whole. I think that that Kalamazoo faces a lot of dilemmas and victories as a city, having a very diverse demographic of people, both racially, politically, and economically. That there's a lot here, so I look to balance human stories with sort of a bigger picture context of Kalamazoo.
So this art form can be kind of a personal social activism. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say. Yeah.
Yeah, at least raise awareness. And would you say that it's more accessible? I'm thinking now that, you know, I see numbers of how many people read anymore, and it breaks my heart that it seems to be going down, at least in some parts of the population. Mm-hmm. And yet we're seeing a popularity with graphic novels. Mm-hmm. Is there something about what you do that is more accessible to people and maybe for those attention spans too? What are your thoughts on graphic novels?
Well, I think for one thing, to talk about writing on books as sort of like content, and any article that you might read on the internet as content. I saw something as far as generation of content. I think in like the last year or something like that, we've generated more content online than the history of mankind had produced.
That's true. That's true. Although sometimes I think people look at headlines and don't necessarily read the article.
Right. True.
We're in trouble for that.
So while long form reading might be down, I think that perhaps in our daily lives we're reading more than we ever have before. It's just spread out over the course of a ton of different content. So doing something different like comics can, I think, provide a sort of stick in the wheel of the slew of content that we see every day that's so similar that we can't really separate it.
So from what you're saying, maybe you've hit on something there, that it's not that we're not reading. We're reading differently mm-hmm. and maybe in a different format than mm-hmm. we used to, but we're still reading.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true.
Well, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, well, it might make you feel better, but it's also the fake news phenomenon and that yeah. things of that nature are also a result of that.
Yeah.
And so I also see it sort of as my charge and responsibility as author of creative nonfiction to tell the truth as accurately as I can.
Bless your heart and your pen. What kind of projects are you working on now? Are you focusing on anything now that you've finished the Kalamazoo coloring book?
Yeah, so I got a grant in the spring from the Kalamazoo Arts Council to continue comics work. So I am working on several new stories about Kalamazoo that are nonfiction. Well, one I'm working on right now is about some work on a farm that I did over the summer with Lee Abergast, who's a friend of mine and a local farmer. So I'm not going to say much more than that, but
Is it something like sustainability or ecology or?
This one is about the ins and outs of operating his farm over the course of the season.
All right. Okay.
So following how does food, get produced and also more than just basically.
You mean it doesn't just appear in the supermarket,
more than just basically answering that question. I'm sort of profiling Lee as a person, an individual, and talking a bit about my relationship with him.
I might want you back for that. That sounds fascinating. And you said there are other projects or not?
Yeah, so the grant is supporting several other comics that are in the works.
Do you tend to work on several at a time?
I haven't really done that before, but now I'm going to have to if I want to finish them. So,
do they give you a deadline with the grant?
Yeah. So in the spring, I should have I will have a show, which is at Breakman Design where I work, and that's that'll be a show of as many comics as I can fit on the wall.
And when you work on some of these, storyline can be very important too. Do you usually have like a storyline in your head first, or you start with the graphics, or it depends on the project?
It depends on the project, but I have a sort of problem when I go out and do research for comics in that I see a potential scene in every tiny little thing that I do. And so part of the challenge of comics is coming home to work and knowing that this can't be a 200-page novel. That this needs to be a 5-page article, and how do I parse down all the information that I've learned and experienced into something concrete that people can digest.
Fascinating. And I'm really fascinated about that art show you have coming up at Breakman Design. Mm. Circle back with me when that happens.
Yeah, I will.
Now, when is your art show? When is it? Spring, you said? Not a specific date?
Yeah, it will be in spring. Exact date yet to be determined, but it'll probably align with Art Hop. Yeah, so the grant specifically, I wrote to get money to do journalistic comics about Kalamazoo. And so I owe, for the grant, 50 pages of comics, give or take.
Anything about Kalamazoo? I mean, was that open-ended?
That was pretty open-ended, yep. So I submitted as examples of the type of work that I might do the previous comics that I had done for Second Wave, which include the profile of Bobby Hopewell, and the Kalamazoo Promise piece, and several others. So it is quite open-ended. I'm just obligated to explore Kalamazoo-centric issues in comic form.
It sounds, at least with those two projects, kind of like current events, not like historic necessarily, but...
And part of what this grant allows me to do is to push the boundaries of what I have been doing with the form, which has been more current events-based. So... doing something more historically based could definitely be in the cards.
And after this show, does it get gathered into a book maybe, or where does it go after that?
I think that would be great. I have thought about self-publishing before, though I've not done it. I'm hoping that this...
So it's not a part of the grant. It's up to you?
Correct. So part of what I said that I would be doing was getting them published, and that's... vague, because I'm we'll probably seek out online publications, maybe some print publications, just submitting the comics to see if folks will publish them.
Brakeman Design help you on that, or they do they do that kind of a thing?
They've helped me with putting together a show in the past a couple months ago and helped me with promo for that. And they also help me with actually editing my grant submission, but I think would definitely be open to helping me with
an actual
self-publication.
Print. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, good connection there for you.
Yeah.